Shout it loud, hallelujah. Shout it, Jericho destroying, hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet as we close our eyes. Let's put two hands to the Lord as we sing this song loud and clear.
Holy Ghost, we are you.
Oh, my God.
Loud and clear.
Oh
God of the suddenly, I am here tonight. Visit me by fire. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree it like that. Ask for a divine visitation. In Jesus' name we pray. Every power calling my name for evil. Your time is up. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree it loud and clear. Masatiali katende yaba. The ribosoponte kancha. Something is happening already. Something is happening already. Yes. Every infirmity will bury you now. Every arrow of darkness will bury you now. Every androgyn of the enemy will bury you now. In the name of Jesus. Makatesepende keyabo shenderaba. The ribosoponte keyabo shenderaba. Manakanta rabosopola keyabo shenderaba. Aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Someone came here with an infirmity. It was a witchcraft-sponsored infirmity. Please check your body now. Because as we started that prayer, the owners of the evil load, they put down their head and you were putting the loads back on their heads. You were putting it back on their heads. Aha. The Bible says, I will not put any of the diseases of the Egyptians upon you. So, but I will put them on the head of those who hate you. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Check your body very well. What you cannot do before you got here, do so now. Because the power of God is upon you right there where you are. The second prayer I want you to pray right now. Under that canopy of merciless violence. Anything planted in me. To destroy my future. Can I hear all the sisters here shouting this loud? Is that the best the sisters can do here tonight? Let me hear the brothers roaring like fire. Everybody together now. You are a liar. Die. In the name of Jesus. Whatever has implanted in me to destroy my life, command them to be destroyed.
Thou power of God. In the name of Jesus. Move.
Pasente katenda ya boshante raba katelaba. Ribosopola kaya boshante raba. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence. The Lord said there are some people here. Throughout this year, the enemy mounted a roadblock against your glory. Silence, beloved. Within the next 1 to 2 minutes, that roadblock that was installed against your glory shall clear away by the power of the God of Elijah. Silence. The power of God is touching such people that the enemy has been using roadblock against their glory. As the first person. Number two. Number three. Number four. Number five. Number six. Number seven. Number eight. Number nine. Number ten. Silence, beloved. The strong man that has entered into your body, bringing bad luck. Look at what is happening now. A separation is taking place between that person, that sister over there, between you and the strong man. The separation is taking place. Maseka tenda ya boshanda. Ribose pia likanda. Anyone here tonight? And a particular strong man is claiming to be your husband. And thereby hindering your marital plan. Right there where you are, I cause a divorce between you and the strong man. In the name of Jesus. It's happening. That's the first person. That's number two. That's number three. That's number four. That's number five. Six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Silence, beloved. That witch doctor. That native doctor that is in charge of your case, if he does not repent before this year runs to an end, he shall die. Everyone here laboring under any satanic decree. I command a decree to catch fire. So catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. In the name of Jesus. Fire.
Father, we thank you for tonight. We give you praise for bringing us to this wonderful day. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Thank you for spraying our lives. Thank you for life. Thank you for what you have done for us. Thank you for the power in the blood of Jesus to save, to heal, and to deliver to the uttermost. Thank you for the gathering of your champions here. Thank you for those who are watching us online and watching us on the satellite. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Tonight, open our understanding. Lay your hands upon us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. We're gradually moving to the close of this year,
2009.
Very soon, we move into
2010.
Glory be to the name of Jesus. When we move into that year, there are special prayers to pray. There are actually 14 of them. And we must pray them well. Before we now break our fast and come back and complete our prayers, which will now remain 7. Then we can close. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Make sure that everything you do here, you do it with your heart. It will be a major tragedy if you start sleeping, because it means you want the enemy to cheat you. So if you see anybody sleeping beside you, wake them up. Glory be to the name of the Lord. 14 prayers immediately went into the air. 7 prayers when we come back from our program. From breaking our fast. That is those who want to break their fast. Glory be to the name of Jesus. If you open your Bible to the book of Isaiah, chapter 6. Isaiah chapter 6. When heaven declares your position vacant. When heaven declares your position vacant. Listen to me very, very carefully. Because we're going into another year. And that year holds a very strange picture. It is good for you to do a surgery now. Instead of doing cosmetics. We don't need cosmeticians in the Church of God anymore. What we need now are surgeons. When heaven declares your position vacant, there is a notice board in heaven where things may be read. In the book of Isaiah chapter 6, I read from verse 1. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Prophet Isaiah did not see heaven until King Uzziah died.
a fellow human being can be the insulation of heaven over your life. King Uzziah insulated heaven from Isaiah, and Isaiah could not see God. I am praying for somebody here tonight that every King Uzziah of your father's house, the King Uzziah of your mother's house, that has blinded your eyes from seeing the Lord, I command them to die now in the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. When his eyes became open, verse 2, above it stood the seraphims. Each one has six wings. With two he covered his face. With two he covered his feet. With two he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried. And the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, "Woe is me, for I'm undone, because I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongues from off the altar, and laid it upon my mouth, and said, "Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged." Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" Then said I, "Here am I, send me." What a fearful passage. Very fearful passage for those who can do some deep thinking. That is, a man could be busy running up and down, running up and down for the Lord, yet God is asking, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" Why should God be searching for somebody else in spite of the fact that Isaiah was on ground? Isaiah was working very hard. He was a palace prophet. He was preaching, he was prophesying. But as he was doing this, each time heavens look down and see the position, heavens cry out loud, "This one is not there." Although he claims to be there, who shall we now send? And who will go for us? It is possible. And that was the case many times this year. That each time heaven looks down and sees us, and sees the position plenty of people occupy, he cries out, "Who shall we send? Who will go for us?" How can a man be so occupied with a great work, but it does not satisfy the cry of heaven? I have a message to the Lord for somebody here, that all the activities you did this year has not satisfied the cry of God in heaven.
And God is now talking to you before you move into
2010.
Isaiah was prophesying the palace. He was a palace prophet. But he did not know that his position has been advertised. In the notice board of heaven, vacancy, vacancy, vacancy.
The
prophet is needed. The one there on ground is useless. There are people here tonight like that. The cry of heaven on vacancy, vacancy, vacancy is crying loud and clear. Because heaven has invested so much in you, but you have not brought heaven's any return. The return many brought to the Lord this year is a return of iniquity and sin and wickedness. Isaiah did not know that his very position had been advertised. God was already looking for someone else apart from him. When Moses died, it was normal for God to advertise his position. When Elijah was about to go, God also advertised his position to the sons of prophets. When Judas somersaulted, God advertised his position. And there are many like that. When God is not making profit in a person's life, and there was no concrete advancement, year in, year out, remain at the same level. You were a spiritual baby last year, you are still a baby now. Your level spiritually last year is the same thing now, even if it's worse. God is not happy because there is no concrete advancement. True, you are moving, but moving is not advancement. Not every movement is an advancement. Rotation is moving, but it's not advancement. Swinging is moving, but it's not advancement. The cry of heaven today is this: there are people whose position has been advertised and rendered vacant, although they are still occupying it. And so for those who are seriously minded here tonight, the cry of your heart should be this: why should I be on ground and heaven is saying there is nobody yet? Why do I want to become history while I'm still living? Why do I want to become stale? While claiming to be fresh. God can go out of his way to allow what you are doing to just go on. You are living in sin and you are still making progress. Even those who are supposed to be serious, they are looking at you and saying, this one is not serious and is making it, so let me not be serious too. If you claim to be receiving the blessing of God in your sin, it means heaven has planned a deeper evil for you.
It's
a deeper evil. When you are in iniquity, you are in sin, you are doing the wrong thing, and you seem to be moving forward, and people say you are making progress, whereas you are wicked and wretched inside, heaven has planned a deeper evil for you.
Nígbà tó wà nínú ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ tó wà nínú àìṣedéédéé rẹ̀, àwọn èèyàn sì sọ pé òun tẹ̀síwájú, òun ṣe rere, òun ní láárí. Ohun tó túmọ̀ sí ni pé ọ̀run ti ṣètò
You are still going about with your sugar daddy, with your sugar mommies, with your boyfriends and girlfriends, doing all kinds of evil. But you seem to be getting the promotion. I'm moving on. It is because heaven has planned a deeper evil for you. God will just allow the person to go on. God can even provide support for you. In your evil way you are following. But God is quietly looking for a perfect alternative. And will at the end of the day discard the person. As God called you, as He saved you, as He sanctified you, as He filled you with the Holy Spirit, you have to guard that your position. You shouldn't go backward. You should make progress. You shouldn't be 3 steps forward, 4 steps backward. As God placed you, even in MFM, and giving you any position, you better guard it well. Because there are thousands ready to take your seat. Jesus told those people,
yes, we find what I've been on.
So if these children, if they keep quiet, the stones will arise and speak. One great prayer point we pray in mountain of fire. God, don't replace me with stones. God can replace a person with stone. The stone does not mean physical stones. It means people you never know you'll be serious with God. Chronic Antichrist. Chronic witch doctors. God save them. And they become more serious. Those are the stones. I'm praying for somebody here that God will not replace you with stones. All those words of God in the Bible that you pick and choose what you like. All the 419 Christianity, Magumago, Kabu Kabu Christianity will not work in
2010.
This is what has brought very serious fear to my heart. When I realized that support, popularity, fame, prosperity, expansion, promotion, enlargement is not a yardstick that you have divine approval. Plenty of money, plenty of friends, plenty of connection, big contract is not a mark that what you are doing has divine approval. To be quite honest with you, your case may be like the wilderness experience of the Israelites. Let the wilderness experience of the Israelites be a lesson to your heart. In Numbers chapter 14, verse 26, let this be a lesson to your heart. There are people who wasted the time of the Almighty in 2009. There are people in 2009 who wasted the time of God battling anger, battling fornication, battling worldliness, and they have not even cured it. And they are expecting greater blessing in
2010.
Who come for prayers, pray all the prayers, go for deliverance, they are still drinking their alcohol. They're still addicted to their drugs.
They're
still doing all kinds of nonsense and rubbish all over the place. And they claim that they have favor of God. No, it's a deeper evil from heaven. Numbers chapter 14, verse 36. Let this be a lesson to your heart. This thing in Numbers chapter 14, verse 36. And the men which Moses sent to search the land, who returned and made all the congregation to murmur against him by bringing up a slander upon the land. Even those men that did bring up the evil report upon the land died by the plague before the Lord. But Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of the men that went to search the land, lived still. And Moses told these sayings unto all the children of Israel. And the people mourned greatly. And they rose up early in the morning and get them up into the top of the mountain, saying, lo, we be here, and we go up unto the place which the Lord has promised, for we have sinned. And Moses said, wherefore now do you transgress the commandment of the Lord? But you shall not prosper. Go not up, for the Lord is not among you, that ye be not smitten before your enemies. For the Amalekites and the Canaanites are there before you, and ye shall fall by the sword, because ye are turned away from the Lord. Therefore the Lord will not be with you. This is a strange thing. Look at verse 26. The same Numbers 14. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation which murmur against me? I've heard the murmuring of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me. Say unto them, as truly as I live, said the Lord, as I have spoken in my eyes, in my ears, so will I do to you. Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and all that were numbered of you according to your old number, from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me. Doubtless you shall not come unto the land concerning which I swear to make you dwell therein, save Caleb the son of Jephunneh and Joshua the son of Nun. But your little ones, which he says should be a prey, them will I bring in, and they shall know the land which you have despised.
So,
but as for you, your carcasses, they shall fall in this wilderness, and your children shall wander in the wilderness 40 years and bear your odoms unto you, and to your carcasses be wasted in the wilderness. After the number of the days in which you search the land, even 40 days, each day for a year, shall ye bear your iniquities, even 40 years, and ye shall know my breach of promise. I did not have said, I will surely do it unto all this evil congregation that are gathered together against me. In this wilderness they shall be consumed and they shall die. A wasted generation. This is a serious matter. God had already concluded with an oath that all those people will be wasted
in that wilderness. And the story is still true today. When a generation is not fulfilling the purpose of God, God clears them away and brings another generation. God has concluded with an oath that those people will die, all of them will die in the wilderness. One would have expected them to be dying one by one, one by one. No. The strange and surprising thing was that God gave them water from rock, give them meat when they were hungry. It was fighting for them against their enemies. Although he has said they are going to be wasted there. So they were wandering and they were being wasted. God was doing miracles for them. The pillar of cloud, the pillar of fire was leading them, and yet they were being wasted. Why was God doing all this for? What was he doing all this for?
It's
because they were rebellious people. So it could be that the sweat, the seeming success, breakthrough, is just for an eventual wastage. God was blessing people who were already under the sentence of wastage. Beloved, it's a fearful thing to note that God may be busy on the ground searching for your replacement now. And one great reason why God declares people's positions vacant is the practice of secret sin. Cleverly concealed sin. Sin that you think the Almighty does not see. Your secret sin is not a sleeping dog that you should allow to lie. Because that secret sin will require you to constantly manufacture and reinforce many other sins. That secret sin is the root source of many other sins. Some time ago, a medical doctor died suddenly. He died inside the toilet while he was easing himself. For the first time in my life as a pastor, I attended a burial ceremony and the eyes of the wife were dry. She was not crying at all. Wasn't crying at all. And when people told her, "Madam, you lost your husband, you're not crying."
Say
crying? So, when I was telling him every day, reporting to his family members that your son is taking hard drugs, your son is taking hard drugs, they did not answer. The doctor too did not stop until he injected himself with an overdose of hard drugs and died. His cleverly concealed sin had caught up with him. You are a great fool if you think you do something that God does not see. God sees everything you are doing. Even the number of hair on your head, he knows it. That wicked thought in your heart, he knows it. Do you want to enter into this 2010 with all these kind of things? Or do you want to run to the foot of the cross and say, look, let me drop it here?
They say it is madness when a person has missed the road and he has increased speed. The root source of many sin is this cleverly concealed sin that we practice. That secret sin is a constant offense to God. It's always polluting your prayers, polluting your worship, polluting everything you do. And then we say, well, I do it and they don't see me. The pastor does not see me. Nobody has seen me. They are not seeing me. So you continued. Not know that heaven is just planning a deeper evil for you. When you are like that, and you are practicing your secret sins, it's a signal to God that you are taking the issues of heaven and hell casually. If you take what I'm saying to you tonight casually, then you become a casualty. Thank God he gave Isaiah a second chance. He had a second chance to evaluate his life. He quickly identified why his destiny was being advertised. Say, woe is me, for I'm a man of unclean lips. So I'm undone. I'm a man of unclean lips. So an unclean lip can make a prophet undone. Just unclean lips. Now consider several of us who do not only have unclean lips, but we have unclean hands. Hands that are botching for young ladies, ages of our children, dirty hearts, dirty eyes, dirty legs, dirty stomachs, dirty clothes. My God, how could a man who preached everywhere and gave judgmental prophecies, he now said he was undone because of unclean lips? When undone men are doing a work, then the work they are doing becomes undone. Notice, Isaiah did not fornicate. He didn't steal. He didn't touch any defilement. His problem was his tongue. Today, we have many undone church members, undone pastors, undone ushers, undone general overseers, undone bishops, undone choristers, undone workers. You need to cry to the Lord. And my Father, don't let me waste my life. A person's life can be wasted under heaven's supervision. A man arrived in heaven and found himself by a giant notice board. He found many advertisements on the notice board. Three of them shocked him.
He
said, wanted. New pastor for three churches. But they are still alive. But as far as heaven is concerned, they are present but absent. They are around but not available. They are church but not in church. Their position have been rendered vacant. These three pastors, when this man saw the vision, the vision shook him. Within 3 years, the first pastor fell into immorality and was dismissed. The second one contracted HIV. The third one died in an accident. Their position was already declared vacant before that happened. There are plenty of men and women without any inner life.
No good character. No discipline. No sacrifice. No purity. No integrity. Many have lost personal respect. Actually, they look alright. But when you move closer, you discover unbelievable manifestation of the flesh. I was in a place for a crusade. And they brought a man to me for counseling. He had impregnated 3 people. Mother.
Iya.
Daughter.
Omo.
And the housemaid.
Atomo odo.
All 3 were pregnant. From this man. I almost fell off my chair. Because the man who did this was led by the hand into the office. It was a blind man. So if a blind man is impregnating 3 people at the same time, if you could see, to be a more horrible situation. That is, sin is a thing of the heart. Not of the face. Gossip and tale bearing had perforated the personality of so many. You share any secret with them, the whole world, the whole town will hear it. It is very sad what is happening these days. And this is a serious matter. Many spiritual dropouts were in 2009. And God doesn't want this to continue. Maybe you are here now. In 2009, all your quiet time were very dry. Or you don't hold quiet time at all. It is possible that everyone is already advertising your position as vacant.
2009,
no fresh revelation from heaven. No daily Bible study. Your Bible study is dry. Sleep overtakes your prayers. Already God is talking to you because you have been dreaming, they are stealing your Bible in the dream. You have been dreaming, they ask you to preach in the dream, you can't find your Bible. You have seen yourself in the dream. You find the trumpet sounding. And the rapture taking place. You find people going, you find we are not going anywhere. God is already talking to you. And there are some. At least we even say thank God for those who see visions. There are some, they see nothing. They hear nothing. And they are not bothered. This is a strange situation. You see yourself naked in the dream. God is already telling you certain things. You find that your old bondages are coming back. You've stayed long in the house of God, but you've not moved forward. 2009, you were speaking powerless and dry tongues. Too busy to hear from the Lord. Running every day. No time for God. I'm a Sunday Christian. Too busy to hear from God. All you like in the house of God is entertainment. You shout plenty of meaningless hallelujah and singing ice cream choruses that has not led you anywhere. And
How can you say the power of God is in you and they are regularly assaulting you sexually in the dream? Your mouth is speaking powerless prophecies. No voice at all from heaven. High level of secret sin. Clever lying. Inner lust. You enjoy sin. You seek for empty church posts. No more tears for your sin. You are repeating sin without remorse. Your heart is hardened, your conscience is hardened. You have what you call repentant disorder. You repent today, you go back tomorrow. Repent today, you go back tomorrow. You have repentance disorder. You are engaged in regular and consistent prayer failures. You suffer from fasting deficiency. Hypocrisy without any shame. No clear operation of the fruit of the Spirit, no clear operation of the gift of the Spirit, and you are comfortable going like that. To witness to people is a problem. Do you want to enter 2010 like this? When we begin to analyze the prophetic look of next year. Immediately we're coming from breaking our fast. Then you understand why I'm crying out now. And many of you will now recall that this fellow was telling us that we have to be more serious to enter into the next year because of the picture that he's presenting. As individuals, we need to be serious. As a nation, we need to be serious. We need to find a way of going back to the path of righteousness and deporting, giving iniquity a deportation paper. And this is a serious matter. If you're a Nigerian, it's nowhere to run to. Can't run to Benin Republic and Ghana, you can't run to Cameroon, you can't run up there, it's desert.
Oh, Lesalo Benin, oh, Lesalo Ghana, oh, Lesalo Cameroon, oh, Sinesalo Soroke, Nitora Shalen.
You can't run to the sea.
Oh, Lesalo Soku.
Only very few people have passports and visa to travel anywhere. Majority of us have no option but to stay here. And it is individual righteousness that has sought to become general righteousness that will exalt a nation. We need to pray out and pray in. We need to pray some people out, pray some people in. But those who are going to pray in and pray out, they themselves have to live a righteous life. Herein lies the problem, beloved. Herein lies why we have so many churches but few things are happening spiritually. There is no righteousness of the heart. And the Lord has already declared vacancy for most of those places you see. To many people this year, they are like Samson who has lost his ear. Samson is just shaking his body, but the power is gone. They worship, but the worship does not rise higher than their head. Some practice epileptic holiness. Some are only interested in churches where nobody will tell them to leave their sin. That's why in Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministry, God did not put us down to come and entertain. We are not entertainment church. We are people going to heaven.
Those who want entertainment churches, they don't come to Mountain of Fire. We don't entertain. We are to prepare people for heaven and fight the enemy to a standstill. You have another opportunity. The Lord gave Isaiah a second chance. He's giving you that second chance now. Do you want to enter 2010 as a sinner? Or as a backslider? You want to enter there when already your name is on the notice board of heaven? God said, replace him. And you don't even know whether your replacement is already around the corner. This is a very serious matter. And the Lord is calling us to repentance. Rise up on your feet now. All eyes closed. All eyes closed. Everybody remains standing. Everybody. All eyes closed. If you are here tonight, say, Pastor, I get your point. I don't want to continue this kind of life that I'm living. I want to surrender my life to Jesus. We have very short time because we want to go and pray. So wherever you are, why all eyes are closed, find a way to the altar at the front here, any of the two altars at the back. Just leave your seat and come out. Don't deceive yourself. Don't enter into the coming year as a sinner. Don't enter the place as a backslider. Don't enter that year as somebody who is still getting lost. Forget about your church post, your church position. You have held the position for years. The enemy has shown you pepper. Find a way to enter the altar or any of the two altars at the back. This is a very, very serious matter. And you have a second chance. Make up your mind. I will not enter in 2010 as a fornicator. I will not enter into the place with the powerless state I am. I will not enter in a state of sin and iniquity. I must enter as a true child of the living God. I give you time to do so very quickly, very quickly. Come on very quickly because we have very short time. Jesus is calling you now. The Spirit of God says there are six some who are supposed to join them here who are still remaining on their seat. Not because they are shy, but the Lord sees your heart. There are at least seven people are supposed to be at the front here. Unfortunately, what you don't realize is that the enemy has already perfected plans to kill you. And this is an opportunity to repent and start praying so that they will not finish you before the first week of next year. Find the way to the altar now. I'm going to give you 1 or 2 minutes for those people to join them. Don't waste yourself. You have already had the word. Don't allow shyness, shame, I'm this, I'm that, to waste you. I give you time to find a way to the altar so I cannot be blamed for it. Not be blamed for it. I give you time to join them. You actually have less than 7 days to leave. That's why God brought you here. But yet you are remaining in your seat instead of running to Jesus now. To surrender your life to Jesus. Those of you at the front and at the altars, I really, really congratulate you. You've taken the most important decision in life. In fact, the most important decision this year is what you have taken now. Close your eyes, bow down your heads, and say what I'm going to say now after. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now, for I know that you sent Jesus to die for my sins. Lord Jesus, take control of my life. As from today, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of light. In the name of Jesus, Father,
Baba,
I surrender my life to you. Take control of my life. I do not want to be wasted. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children here who have taken this most important decision. Father, I pray that you will keep them standing by your power. You will write their names in the book of lives. You will recover their steps from the path of wickedness. And today that they have surrendered their lives to Jesus, let their names be written in the book of
life.
Keep them standing by your power. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Look at us at the altar here. You've taken the most important decision in life. And I congratulate you. Particularly those of you who joined later. That singular action you have taken has cancelled the ordination of death upon your life. Glory be to the name of Jesus. The counselors will agree you some papers to fill. And I'm sure our welcoming team also will attend to you. Now listen to me carefully. There is a miracle service organized for you at 5 p.m. on Thursday next week. Thursday on the 7th of January
2010
by 5 p.m. at our headquarters in number 13 Olasimbo Street. So all of you are in Lagos, make sure you are in that meeting. The miracle service for you, 5 p.m. Thursday, January
7th.
Come for prayer, come for counseling, and come for that miracle service. God bless you. You may go back to your seat. But if you are from outside Lagos, remain where you are so the counselors can talk to you. I congratulate you. Thank you, Jesus. 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 If you are in this meeting tonight, and you know in your heart that you are a backslider, you have backslided, the fire is no longer there, while all eyes are closed, don't enter into 2010 as a backslider. Don't enter the year with your love that has grown cold. Don't care whether anyone is looking at you.
The angels of God have surrounded this place. You say, man of God, I know that I'm a backslider. But I want to slide back to Jesus. Get on your knees where you are. Right there where you are, just get on your knees. Don't bother who is looking at you, just get on your knees. And tell the Lord that I'm here. Renew my fire. I cannot continue like this. Talk to the Lord. Revive my life. Renew my fire. I can't continue like this. Talk to the Lord. It will be a disgrace to heaven if you are deceiving yourself when you are standing when you should be on your knees. So my Father, I'm here. Revive my life. Renew my fire. I must slide back to Jesus. Daribo kantende ye katenda ya boshente raba. Amen.
Amen.
If you are that person here, you are smoking Indian hemp, you are taking dangerous drugs, you have tried to stop, but you could not stop. And you want to be free from that bondage tonight. You don't want to enter into 2010 with it. Run quickly to the altar at the frontier so that the Lord will deliver you from this bondage. You have a wonderful opportunity to be free from this kind of bondage. Jesus is waiting for you. Run quickly to the altar. Smoking the herb, you take strange drugs. You try to break free. It's not possible. Run quickly to the altar here. And be on your knees. So that the Lord can deliver you completely. So you don't enter into the following year with this kind of bondage inside your spirit man. Pastors, please come out and let me just lay hands on this people. As many pastors that can come out from their seats, please. They need the laying of hands upon their lives. Very quickly, pastors, very quickly, very quickly. Very quickly. Very quickly. Just lay hands on them and pray deliverance prayer for to break the bondage. Pass us all your so that we can be quick. As many pastors as possible, all of you can come, lay hands on them and pray for them. And this bondage be broken forever. And do not enter into the following year with the bondage. Lay your hands on them and pray the bondage out of their lives. Father, I commit this, your children, unto your holy hands. I decree every yoke of the enemy upon their lives to be broken. Every power that has held you in bondage up to this moment, let that yoke be broken now in the name of Jesus. Every bondage of addiction, every bondage of dangerous drugs and dangerous chemicals, let that bondage be broken now in the name of Jesus. Let the fire of God fall upon them. Let the fire destroy the plantation of darkness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. It is written, thou shalt decree a thing and it shall be established. I decree your freedom into establishment. In the name of Jesus. Right there where you are, begin to shake your head. Shake it vigorously. Shake it vigorously. Shake that head vigorously. That's right. Every power polluting your destiny, shake them off. Shake them off. Shake them off. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. You may go back to your seat rejoicing now. That bondage is broken forever. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody will raise up their voices like fire and like thunder. Everybody should remain standing now. Say, oh God, Allah! Can your voice roar like thunder? And let my story change! In the name of Jesus! Open your mouth and prophesy a change of story! Oh God, arise! Let my story change. 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 Oh God, arise! Let my story change. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Something is about to happen now. Anointing for uncommon blessings. Fall upon me now. In the name of Jesus. I'm waiting for uncommon blessings. Fall upon me now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. Now this prayer that has blessed millions of people in the world, and it will bless you now to pray it. Owners of evil, Lord, hear the word of the Lord. Command them to carry their loads. Yes. Masati katanda yaba. Ribosopola kayabo koshente rabakayaba. Da santanda kayabo koshente rabakayaba. Carry your load. Aha, aha, aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Now you would mention your name loud and clear. Mention your name loud and clear. Daniel Olukoya! You must not carry over any evil. In the name of Jesus. No evil carry over. Masete ya boshende raba katanda raba. Bali katanda raba sopo. There must be no evil carry over. In Jesus' name we pray. Mention your name again loud and clear. Daniel Olukoya. Hear the word of the Lord. Arise and shine. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree. Daniel Olukoya, hear the word of the Lord. Arise and shine. In the name of Jesus. Masekapoya boshende rabokotenda.
Jesus' name we pray. Turn to somebody and say, Happy New Year! Happy New Year in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Happy New Year in Jesus' name. Happy New Year in Jesus' name. Happy New Year in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The first seven prayers we are going to pray this year. The first seven prayers you are going to pray this year. Pray them with fire and with power. Pray them with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. The first prayer is going to be in a song. Make sure nobody's voice is louder than yours. As you are praying it, as you are praying it, the power of God will begin to move from person to person. Sing that song from your heart. Sing it in a military way. Holy Ghost, recharge my life by fire.
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 Yes, Holy Ghost, recharge my life by fire.
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 Holy Ghost,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's happening already. You ask for a recharging by the Holy Ghost. Shout this now loud and clear. Anointing for open heavens this year. Fall upon me now. In the name of Jesus. Anointing for open heavens this year. Fall upon me now. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every power assigned to siphon my blessing this year, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. If your voice can be outstandingly loud, you will collect an instant testimony as you are praying this next prayer. Oh God of Isaac,
oh Lord of Isaac,
Allah, multiply my laughter this year. In the name of Jesus. Oh God of Isaac, arise.
Oh Lord of Isaac, today.
Multiply my laughter this year. Open your mouth and declare it. In Jesus' name we pray. Help us of my destiny. Allah, locate me this year. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus' name we pray. Say every stone placed on my moving forward, scatter. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to declare. Command the stones to scatter. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. This prayer, don't joke with it. Any dark power assigned against my dreams this year, what are you waiting for? In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.